Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming up tonight, the Harvard news story about their admissions policy, where a court has made a ruling that everything's A-okay. They can discriminate. It's totally fine. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. With you tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
We've also been talking about the crackdown in San Francisco and elsewhere to a lesser extent on vapes. In San Francisco, apparently they've made it illegal to sell any kind of e-cigarette product. Now, I'm not sure what the restrictions are as far as how long this prohibition is going on for, but the news story that we were sharing earlier was about how Juul, the San Francisco-based manufacturer of these, many of the most popular e-cigarette sort of products, they've just decided to walk away from a $10 million+ campaign to try to overturn the ordinance. While at the same time proclaiming how pro-San Francisco they are. Look how we love San Francisco. We were just so wrong about our campaign. We're going to scuttle this $10 million campaign. We've already spent $10 million, $7 million unspent. We're just going to say goodbye and good luck, but we're going to stay here in San Francisco because we love it here, the city that hates us.
So before we get too far back into that, because it's just still on my brain because you said you were going to ask me about it.
Oh, the Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually did make a note about that. Yeah. You're right.
Do you, I mean, I don't know.
I want to know, yeah, I do want to know more about
why I pushed up my timeline on the Second American Civil War.
So you can call in about any of these topics, just so you know. The toll-free number is 855-453, and we've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. But last hour, you predicted a Civil War, and you pointed out
I've been predicting it for, you know, since the show has started.
That's, I think, not been made, a point that has not been made. I mean, there's been a lot of callers over the last couple years.
I thought it started with the George W. Bush presidency, right? As I thought that I claimed a long, long time ago, I'm like, this will be the worst possible president for the United States, and it's starting some very bad things. It will start some very bad things, and it did. And I think that some pressure has been growing and building ever since, and I had made multiple basically predictions that eventually that there's going to be a civil war. And I've always kind of said, it's kind of the distant future. And events of recent have made me believe that it's a lot sooner than I originally thought that it was going to be.
Really?
And then even more recently now, I'm like, you know what? I think it could just be starting. The process could really start in 2020, and that we could see it by the end, by the end of the next presidential term.
Okay, but there was something that you said in the last hour that I thought was incredibly, well observed, and that I don't think in any conversation we've had about the Civil War idea, because we've had callers calling about it over the last year or so that predict similar. Oh, it's going to be a civil war. It's going to be the gays versus the blacks, or it's going to be
ridiculous.
They just sort of try to figure out who they think is going to be fighting one another.
Yeah.
No. It's going to be the Proud Boys versus
the Antifa. It's always a government versus another government.
Well, that was what you pointed out in the last hour, and I thought, well, that's really interesting. So are you saying that in 2020 you believe there's going to be an alternative government founded?
Maybe 2021. I might take a little time to actually go ahead.
By whom? Is it going to be like a Democrat-Republican thing?
It'll be a Democrat thing. Maybe some Republicans will be involved.
Why?
I think Trump is going to win again. And these
really
Trump derangement syndrome people are craven, and there's a lot of them, and they believe that they're right, and they're not rational, and I don't think that they care about anything other than, you know, whatever, you know, having their own viewpoint or whatever. So I think that, I think what's going to happen is that Trump is going to win again. And it's going to drive these people out
of their minds.
Of their
even more
ever-loving minds.
Because it was, I mean, there was that classic video of the woman wearing the day glow neon, I guess raincoat or whatever, where she's screaming at the top of her lungs. You remember that one?
Yeah, sure.
That was happening at his inauguration.
Right, sure.
And so you're saying it's going to be even worse than that.
Sure. I mean, there's just so much. There's so many people that are driven crazy by this, and I don't think that they can. It's another Trump victory is going to cause so many people to just snap.
How many people are going to be involved in this? I mean, because this can't be that big of a thing, right? Like,
well, I mean, it'll be huge. It'll be, you know, half the country, right? Because what's going to happen is
half the country, half the registered voters.
Okay. It's going to be the liberals and the never Trumper Republicans, I think. I think that there's just what's going to happen is you're just going to get another government, and there's going to be people that are going to choose to support that government.
Right? If that happens, it'll be amazing. Sure. I will be shocked that something like that could occur. Now.
I want to know. I'm kind of like, you know, we had the Confederacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what will this government be called? I wonder. You know, like, what will they call themselves?
Something liberal. I have no idea what that would be.
They can't call themselves the Confederacy. Will they try and, like, is it really a Star Trek thing? Will they call themselves the Federation? Like, what are they?
The Borg, right? They all want to be one of the campaign, promotions or slogans or whatever. They've got the Biden campaign office here in Keene. I don't know if you've seen it yet. No. It's behind the Thirsty Owl here in Keene. One of the slogans.
Does it have like a picture of like somebody being hugged from behind?
No.
Maybe being smelled gently. In the ear or something.
But unity is one of their slogans, right? So that's kind of Borg-like, right? All are one.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah. I don't know, Johnson. I think it's an interesting prediction. It's pretty wild. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be right or John McAfee's going to be right, but you guys are both making...
What's John McAfee's prediction?
He predicted $1 million Bitcoin in 2020.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
And I don't know which one is more outlandish because, I mean, to me, I'll tell you this. Right after Trump got elected.
Well, I can tell you this, that Bitcoin might seem like $1 million if the dollar collapses because of a competing government causing, right? Because isn't that kind of what happened during the Civil War, that the currency became a complete nightmare because you had two different governments issuing what's supposed to be legal tender, right? And you don't know which government. So... The union currency ended up completely collapsing, right?
I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Well, if the federal government, if the Federal Reserve note were to collapse because you have a separate government issuing a separate currency that people are accepting, and you have this competition, it either splits the value of the dollar in half suddenly, right?
What you're talking about would require such a vast amount of resources to be able to just spin up a new government and have people take it seriously is just almost
unbelievable. I think there's enough outrage, right? I don't know.
There are going to be mad people. There's no doubt about that, right? There's going to be some seriously angry people if Trump gets elected.
We've had enough.
Yeah, that's true. And after the first time, I went out to an anti-Trump protest that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire on Central Square. And, of course, it was mostly angry liberals who were mad at Trump. And I wanted to kind of test the waters for secession and see what these people would say about it. And while a couple of them were, mildly interested in what I was saying, the response from others was completely, oh, no, we're going to take it back. We're going to take it's Washington, D.C. We are going to take it back. It's really important for us to take it back. I mean, they're not going to just walk away from the tremendous halls of power that have been developed in Washington, D.C. The Democrats know that after 4 more years of Trump, it's probably going to be one of their guys that gets in. Because Trump can't run again after a second term. So
but they don't, you never know. I don't know. I don't know if that's...
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to play out that way.
You want the staff, right? You want a secondary government? Yeah, okay.
I would love to see two...
I think it'll be a nightmare. You're going to have a lot of bloodshed. So, no, I'm not hoping for it at all.
I don't think it'll be bloodshed in Keene, New Hampshire. If they're shedding blood,
was there bloodshed in Keene, New Hampshire during the Civil War? Because
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that statue at the center of town indicates that maybe there was.
I don't know. You think they actually had conflict in Keene during the Civil War?
Yes, they had conflict in where I used to come from, Reading, Connecticut.
Is that right?
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, actually,
they made it that far north.
Yeah, well, actually, the conflict that I'm thinking of there was Revolutionary War conflict.
Yeah, they definitely had those up here, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope you're right, just because anything that could change the status quo in some way to shake things up, I think is probably a good thing overall, to get people out of that mentality. I mean, that even though it would not end the belief in authority, like Gene was talking about in the last hour, like if some Democrat competing government arose, people would still, the ones that wanted to believe in that government would still choose to believe in it. It wouldn't certainly solve the problem of authority, but at the very least, it would damage the so-called authority that the current existing government does have. If people started to ignore it or disrespect it, I think that's a valuable thing to some extent. But I don't think it's going to happen like that. 855, 453, the power is too great for them to just let go of like that. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at MarketFreeTalkLive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number, 855-453, like freedom. Do you think Johnson is on to something with his prediction that the liberals are going to lose their minds in 2020 if Trump wins again? And you seem pretty certain that that he's going to win again, Johnson. So if Trump wins again, the liberals flip out.
Strong possibility.
Even more so than they did in 2016's election, where they definitely, you know, lost it for some amount of time. Mm-hmm. But they then regrouped. You know, they got their fundraising letters going out there. The ACLU, for instance, and by the way, I'll be going to their awards dinner this coming Sunday. I'm a supporter of the New Hampshire ACLU. I don't much care for the national one that much, although they still do some good work. But, you know, the ACLU, like, tripled their numbers because of Donald Trump. You know, donations to Planned Parenthood increased.
Right.
A lot of these liberal sort of organizations are doing very, very well right now. Trump is the best thing that happened to them. You know?
Right.
So you're saying that in 2020, Trump wins, people flip out, lefties flip out, and that there will actually be, you believe, a government, an alternative government, a competing institution formed.
I think that there's a strong possibility at this point.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I hope you're right. I hope that it happens. The more that we can do to encourage people to break the mindset that they have allegiance to this thing known as the federal government, that the idea of the federal government is somehow a good idea. And it should have been clear to so many people that, hey, look, it doesn't matter who's in charge of this thing, whether it's George W. Bush, Barack Obama, or Donald Trump, bombs continue to be dropped on innocent, peaceful people all around the planet. Now, arguably, you could say that Trump has apparently not dropped as many bombs as Barack Obama, but he still has. Although I do have a story about apparently the denuclearization talks are going to continue with Pyongyang. So that's some good news there. But, you know, people are freaking out about Donald Trump, and are they going to break away and do their own thing? You can weigh in here and join us with your thoughts. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's start. Oh, wait a minute. We were going to go to Venkman, but he disappeared out of the on-air call-in line room, so maybe he'll jump back in here. You can join the on-air call-in line rooms if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us over at discord.lrn.fm. So I guess we'll just wait and see on this one, Johnson.
It's not a strong prediction. I just think it's a huge possibility, you know. And there's a possibility, you know, Trump loses. So, you know, that could happen too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's hard to
me,
really
it always
say.
Tends to be the worst possibility. Remember, I said that I think that it's still possible that Biden becomes the nominee for the Democrats. So
you think?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't pay any attention to the polls because I don't really think they're relevant. Because we've been through enough elections doing this show to where whoever's leading the front runner
is garbage
is never the actual winner. Whoever's early on the front runner almost always ends up dropping out or losing.
But remember I told you the last time I was that Hillary would remain the front runner, and she did.
And she did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you get some points
for
political predictions.
Yeah. So far.
A district judge in Boston at the U.S. Federal District Court has upheld Harvard's admissions process following a challenge from a group representing Asian American applicants who believe the school discriminated against them. Judge Allison Burroughs, a story according to CNN's politics section, ruled, I guess it was today, that while Harvard's admissions process is, quote, not perfect, she would not, quote, dismantle a very fine admissions program that passes constitutional muster solely because it could do better, unquote. Now, I find it funny that they're considering whether an admissions program is constitutional. Huh?
Well,
what does a college's admissions program have anything whatsoever to do with the Constitution of the United States, which is a set of purported rules for the United States government to follow? I mean, you could argue that Harvard gets some state money, so therefore they're an aspect of the state or supported by the state, but I don't know if receiving state money means that you have to do things constitutional. I'm not even sure how the Constitution would apply in this case.
This is the Declaration of Independence that states that we believe these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Yeah, but that's the Declaration of Independence.
Okay. Well, you know, you could say that if that applied and were true, then they would not be allowed to have this
this admissions policy, which we'll tell you more about coming up here in the 130-page opinion. That's how long she needed to explain herself.
I mean, we can clearly say that these types of admissions policies are clearly un-American.
Because of the Declaration of Independence.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
I think it would be a uniquely American view to say that all people are created equal.
You should be free to be un-American in your college admissions policy. You don't. You shouldn't have to be American.
Unless you're taking government money.
I see what you're saying.
Sure.
In her 130-page opinion, Ms. Burroughs stressed that race-conscious admissions hold, quote, an important place in society and help ensure that colleges and universities can offer a diverse atmosphere that fosters learning, improves scholarship, and encourages mutual respect and understanding. Unquote. The ruling closely or any closely watched case is likely to be appealed and culminate in a national showdown over affirmative action at the U.S. Supreme Court. The challengers had argued at trial that as Harvard's personal rating system disfavors Asian Americans, it favors blacks and Hispanics who generally have lower standardized test scores compared with Asians. The storied Massachusetts campus accepts only about 5% of its 40,000 applicants.
Because Asians are the superior race there, man. Right?
That appears to be what they're saying.
They're Cantwell.
And I think Cantwell would probably agree to that based on some of the conversations that I have had with him.
Yeah.
Cantwell, for those that don't know, is a former Free Talk Live co-host who we fired.
The crying Nazi is how most people know him.
Yeah, he became a racist. And we had to get, I'm not going to have a co-host who is a racist, so we got rid of him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's still, just like anyone, is free to call into the show, and he has a few times, so we still, you know what's going on with him. And he does absolutely believe that races are different, and he doesn't look at the individual. He looks at the color of their skin and, you know, where they're from, and I think that's folly. But as you point out here, that's no different than Harvard. Harvard's ruling comes as college admission practices are being scrutinized nationwide, including by federal prosecutors, who allege that celebrity and other wealthy parents paid off coaches and education administrators to falsify student records to help them win acceptance at elite schools. Have you followed any of that, Johnson, with the Lori Loughlin case?
Not really.
Where
I mean, I know about it, but I don't really know.
Yeah,
about
the other
it.
Woman, Felicity Huffman, I believe, was the other one. Wasn't she in Breaking Bad or something like that? Anyway,
no, I don't think so.
No,
she was in Desperate Housewives, I believe.
Okay, so these, you know, actresses and their children, their daughters, I think in at least one of their cases, they greased some palms. They did what they had to do to get their kids into college, and the news broke about this. Charges were filed. And I guess because, you know, I've looked at some of these stories on Google, Google News serves me up updates on what's going on with these cases. So I've sort of kind of been aware of what's happened. We haven't talked about it recently on Free Talk Live, but there's something that I find particularly despicable, and I want to share with you about this. And we'll continue. You can share your thoughts on college admissions or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is putting Georgia's new abortion law on hold. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The law does allow for exceptions and was set to go into effect on January 1st. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was accusing Democratic-led House committees of trying to bully his employees and criticize their efforts to hold depositions with several current and former diplomats in the growing impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump on trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business and believes,
"We got the second impeachment circus in 3 years, and make no mistake about this. This is nothing less than an attempted coup d'etat and end run around the ballot box."
And your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow lost over 300 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson, you want to talk about libertarian title theory. Now, that does not sound like the most exciting of topics, but you said this is going to be really interesting.
Philosophically, I like the philosophical conversations about libertarianism. I think they're important.
All right, so we can get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, we're talking about the Harvard admissions policy that a court has ruled is totally fine. No problem. Mm-hmm. You can discriminate against Asians, they say, because Asians are smarter, says Harvard, and so therefore they need to be discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. But there was a mention in this story from CNN about the affirmative action court case about the prosecutions of those parents who paid off school people or whoever it was they paid off to get through the admissions process, to get their wealthy daughters through the admissions process. Maybe there were some sons involved, but I followed the Lori Loughlin side of the case. There was more than these sort of star women, but the two that they focus on mm-hmm. were Lori Loughlin, who is one of the stars of Full House. You may remember her from the 1980s.
Okay, yeah.
Cousin Becky or something like that, yes. Or was that her name? And then
Cousin Balky.
That was a different show, but the same producers. And
was it really the same producers?
I think so. Yeah, they all had like the same kind of intros and the same kind of theme songs.
Yeah, yeah.
It was actually funny, the show Mr. Robot, you ever heard of that show?
Yes. Robot? Mm-hmm.
It's a great show. They actually hired at one point for a scene that they did in one of the later series of Mr. Robot. It was like this hallucinating scene with Alf in it. They hired the same guys who did those intro tracks to do the intro track to that parody scene. It was really funny stuff. Anyway, so Lori Loughlin and this other lady, Felicity Huffman, who you were right, she was in Desperate Housewives. She wasn't in Breaking Bad. But anyway, these two women were kind of on equal footing. They were both being come at by the government for getting their kids into these schools with, you know, grease and palms or whatever. And because I clicked on some of these stories at some point, and Google tracks that sort of thing, they've been showing me in my Google News on my phone all these stories about Lori Loughlin, better watch out. She's not taking the plea deal. And I'll actually give you some of their headlines here, because I just think there's definitely some programming either that has gone on of the so-called journalists who are doing the reporting, or it's them doing the programming. You know, was it the chicken or the egg? Where do these things, where does this viewpoint come from? Here's some of the headlines. When you search for Lori Loughlin plea on Google News, Lori Loughlin turning on husband to get plea deal in college admissions trial. That's from Gossip Cop.
Right.
From Perez Hilton, Lori Loughlin still wants her day in court.
Such a scumbag.
Despite a dozen other defendants rushing to change their plea to guilty. Lori Loughlin's from the Daily Mail maintains her innocence in cheating scandal despite Felicity Huffman prison sentence. It's like all this wide-eyed headlining about, my God, this woman and her gall. Yeah. How dare she not take the plea deal?
Right.
Look at what happened with this other woman. She's going to prison. Well, yeah, she took the plea.
Right.
So she gets whatever deal they put up
with. Without any kind of a trial.
No, no trial whatsoever. Fox News, Lori Loughlin, quote, aware, unquote, of Felicity's sentence, regrets not taking plea deal, report. Vanity Fair, Felicity Huffman's 14-day jail sentence is reportedly weighing on Lori Loughlin. So it's like the message here in these headlines, and I haven't bothered to read the stories, but the headlines say enough. It's like, oh, people, if you're facing criminal charges, you better take the plea deal. Don't be like Lori Loughlin.
Right.
A lot of them have gone. I mean, this is in the last few days, okay? This has been going on for weeks now with headlines like this. Cautioning the reader to not follow in Lori Loughlin's footsteps. Whoa, she's not taking the plea deal, so she could be in big trouble. Smart people take plea deals, is what the message is here. And it's despicable. Another one here from the Inquisitor headline. Legal experts say Lori Loughlin needs to seek a plea deal immediately.
Oh, my God.
It's just sick. Deseret News headline. Felicity Huffman's sentencing could change Lori Loughlin's plea, according to experts.
It's sycophantic, too, for government.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is. Because they've already decided that this woman's guilty. The press has decided, whoa, they've accused her of doing these things, so therefore she's guilty. And no, that's not how it's supposed to work.
Also, you have to remember she's wealthy. She's successful.
Hate the rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though, of course, they're...
And this is over something where she potentially used her wealth to her advantage. So, double extra.
Right, yeah. So everybody's against her.
Yeah.
It's sad, but that's the world that we live in. And it ties back into what Gene was talking about earlier with the belief in authority. Ooh, the authorities came after her. The authorities are bringing charges, so she better just go along to get along. You know, she could just get 14 days in prison, and that's not the worst thing that could happen to somebody. Why doesn't she just do what Felicity does and just, you know, take the plea deal?
Right.
So I just thought that was worth sharing. We haven't followed the story in detail because, well, we're not going to really know anything until the trial. Right. All of this is pure speculation on the part of the news media. They don't know what the facts of the case are. They don't have the discovery in the case. That's something that Lori Loughlin has. And obviously, her and her attorneys have sat down and said, hey, look, we got a strategy. Because you better believe if the attorneys thought right? Like, if you're paying, you can pay a bunch of money for an attorney, and you can get them to tell you what you want to hear. That can certainly happen. But presumably, the attorneys are giving her good advice. So we're just going to presume that she's getting good advice. And that is to say, Lori, we've got a case. You know? They don't have, here's what they've charged you with. Here's right. what the actual text of the thing that they've charged you with says. And you didn't do that thing. Or they can't prove. And maybe you did do that thing. They can't prove that you did that thing. Now, again, I don't know what the text of the, I don't even know what the charge is. I don't know if it's some sort of fraud or exactly what it is. That's the level of which that I follow the case, which is to say not very much. But the attorneys presumably know what they're doing, and they believe they have a chance to win this thing. And they've convinced her to go for this. And I hope she comes out on top on this.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what the headlines are going to say then.
Well, they'll just flip, and it doesn't matter.
You think they'll flip?
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
I don't
think they'll
care.
Like she's a criminal who got away with it.
Oh, maybe. I think maybe some of
like
them
OJ.
Will.
She'll
some
be like
of them
the,
will.
She'll be like the,
flip, yeah.
the rich, you know, nonviolent OJ
yeah.
in this case. That's my prediction on this one. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can weigh in on school admissions or whatever is on your mind. He's Turd Ferguson in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. You're on our Discord server, Turd.
Sorry about that. I can barely hear you, but I'll try to stay with you here.
Yeah, I don't think we've changed anything here, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So the reason why I'm calling in is because I had an idea about border control policy.
Okay.
That I think is much better than the norm. But I have a feeling, though, that it would never actually go through because one of the sides would have some issue with it and not let it pass. But this is my idea, though, and I like to call it the Great Compromise, okay? So what I would propose is that we allow, actually, any low-level, and particularly, you know, Hispanic citizen, probably, because that's primarily what we're talking about here, any low-level non-criminal Hispanic citizen cross the border and stay here undocumented if they want to, but we would leave the illegal border crossing law on the books, and ideally we would even rewrite it so that it's used specifically. I can hold on.
Yeah, stand by. We'll give you a chance to pitch this concept. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. You can also join us on our Discord server, just as Turd Ferguson is doing, over at discord.lrn.fm. You can join the server there. It's free, and you can then hop into one of our on-air call-in line rooms. We'll get you on the air. You'll sound like you're sitting here with us, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump into those. Sound like you're sitting here with us. Turd Ferguson's in there. We're going to get right back to his call. Ian with you tonight.
And Johnson.
Also, the Edge wallet. People are using Edge for their cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, the various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and others. You can go get your Edge wallet through your Google or Apple App Store. Just search for Edge, E-D-G-E, Edge wallet, and or you can go to their website, edge.app, and learn how to secure your freedom with Edge, where you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. Edge.app is their website. We go back to Turd Ferguson. He is on our Discord server. Turd, so what are you pitching here tonight?
Yeah, so this was my idea about border policy in the United States, what I call the Great Compromise, but undoubtedly there would be some party that would be unhappy with it and it probably wouldn't pass. But this was my idea. So what I was saying before the break was we would allow any probably, you know, Hispanic person, because that's primarily what we're dealing with, to cross the border in an undocumented fashion, there wouldn't be any real consequences for it, as long as they're a low level kind of, you know, non-criminal, just a person seeking a better life that has been on a waiting list forever and can't get approved or for whatever.
Well, now hold on. I'm not because I disagree with you. I'm just going to provide an objection here.
Sure.
So the objection would be, well, you just said they're going to be undocumented. So how would you know whether they're criminal or not?
Well, we wouldn't know right away.
Okay.
We wouldn't know until they actually committed a crime.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so like everything else, there are going to be problems, but this will be better than what we have now. So we would allow that, and that would make ideally the liberals happy. To make the conservatives happy, any undocumented immigrant that was in the United States, we would not provide any health care for or any kind of welfare for, and we could also actually leave the border laws in place the way we are, but we could either only use them to prosecute gang members, as we find them within the United States, or high-level criminals that are here undocumentedly, just so there's an extra tool there for law enforcement as a catch-all if they need it. But we just, we would rewrite the law so that it just couldn't be used against, you know, low-level people that are just seeking a better life for themselves. That would be the compromise.
Doesn't this, I mean, aren't you basically rewording Mark's blue card plan that he's talked about before, where it's basically what you just said, but people who wanted to come here could come here, and they just wouldn't be able to vote or collect welfare, and he called it the blue card.
I haven't heard it. I've never heard Mark talk about that at all before.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like a decent idea, though.
No, but what I asked Mark at the time was, can I sign up for the blue card? You know, if this program is going to come into play, like, because the other thing he said on the blue card thing was that they also wouldn't pay taxes. So what do you feel about that? Would they pay taxes or no?
Well, they would pay taxes for whatever entity they actually use. If they came here and bought property, they'd pay property tax. If they, you know, they would pay sales tax on the sales line. They would pay.
What about income taxes?
There would be some.
So what you're saying is they would be taxed, but they wouldn't be represented. So it would be taxation without representation.
I guess.
Isn't that one of the founding concepts, that sort of the idea that you shouldn't be taxed if you aren't represented?
I don't have all the answers. I'm just trying to get us something better than what we have now and make both sides happy. And I mean, yeah, sure, there are definitely going to be issues with it, like what you're talking about. But this is just a way where we could get going and then potentially get both the liberals and the conservatives on board. If they both be reasonable and realize that this is a compromise that they both could make.
Well, I don't think that, I think at the very least, I agree with Johnson earlier where he said that, there's no compromise coming. Whether or not there's going to be a civil war is another question, but they certainly are not in a mood to compromise on much. So I don't know if we're going to see that happen, but I definitely appreciate your call and thoughts. Thank you, Turd Ferguson. And again, he's there on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there. So I don't want to get too deep into this Harvard thing. It just kind of the story just kind of veers off into the personalities, like the attorney, talking more about the admissions policy. I think the point was made that Harvard is basically no different than racists. They believe that one race of people is superior to others, and they believe that other races are inferior to others. And I think that's unfortunate. I think that's. I don't think people should look at race.
Well, I think that's the definition of racism, right?
Because it's absolutely the definition of racism. Yeah. You can be a racist and believe that a race is superior. Meaning a race is not your race.
That one day people would be judged by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin.
Yeah, we're still working on that. That was what, the 60s?
No, we're not still working on that.
You're saying that's out the window?
Yeah, it was a dream because he was
still
dreaming.
A dream. You're saying it's still a dream. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. So, Johnson, you wanted to talk tonight about this libertarian title theory.
Sure.
Specifically, are we talking about land titles?
It's property law. Yeah, well, title refers to, you know, any kind of property, right?
It's just like a car title.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be inclusive as well. Let me pull that up, though, real quick, because I do not...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have it pulled up here. I don't know if you want me to say anything out of it.
I've got it. Okay. So it basically talks about questions that should be answered by any libertarian title theory, and I think that I like these philosophical questions that sort of come up and question foundational beliefs about libertarianism and how it should function and work, right? So the story goes on. My interest in the legal debate surrounding the legitimacy of fractional reserve banking has led me to a deeper interest in title theory in general. As a young, hopeful philosopher, I hope that I may one day contribute meaningfully to these discussions. While I have inclinations about the correct answer to all of these questions, each question has at least some parts which I consider so far not completely answered.
And I didn't hear, did you give credit to this guy?
No, I have not yet. Andrew Allison. Yeah, it's a blog.
WordPress blog.
Yep. All of these questions, I believe, have important implications in the real world, and libertarians must be prepared to answer them. So, you know, maybe we can give it a shot.
All right.
What is the ultimate justification? Libertarian title theory has had a slew of justifications in the past 100 years ago, from Rand to Nozick to Mises to Rothbard to Hoppe.
These are all libertarian author thinker types.
To Van Dunn and many others, including more fringe thinkers such as Stefan Molyneux.
Although he's not thinking too hard these days.
Well, he's very fringe. In fact, I'd consider him to be so fringe, he's not even close to being a libertarian.
No, not at all. Not anymore.
Anyone who is familiar with these different justifications realizes that their reason for believing that men ought to respect one another's property are not the same. For Rand, it is a respect for one's own life, which that's Ayn Rand. Respect for one's own life, which dictates that we not infringe upon the property of others. For Mises, it is universally preferred to respect property, since we all benefit from it economically. For Rothbard, a respect for property allows us to realize human flourishing and avoid being defective persons. For Hoppe, it is a respect for the norms of argumentation, which leads us to recognize the peaceful relationships and conflict avoidance as the ultimate human ends, which can be achieved by a respect for private property rights. The reason that the differences are so important is because when we discuss any applied problem of title theory, for example, fractional reserve banking, we want to be sure that what the goal of our theory is. If the goal of our goal is to promote human flourishing, as the Rothbardian may answer, then any question of who has title, when they gain or lose title, whether or not they can relinquish title, are only answerable in terms of how much that rule promotes human flourishing. The Hoppian,
according to who?
Well, according to the Rothbardian libertarians, right? The Hoppian, who sees property as a means to perpetual peace among men and conflict avoidance, must always answer these same questions by asking if their theory of title will, in fact, avoid conflict. There are already some interesting discrepancies between the two theorists, who have incredibly similar justifications for title theory, argumentation ethics, and then he goes on to say Hoppe and Frank Dunn, which he'll discuss below. Anyway, it goes on to talk a little bit more here about how these differences can result in a potential conflicts.
I definitely think there would be some conflicts, and we'll continue here. 855-453.
We've experienced them firsthand.
855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Hour 3's next here on Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.